Well, good morning, everybody. It's been a wonderful weekend. Got to come down here to South Carolina, fellowship with brothers and sisters of the Lord. It's been a long time. It's been great. I hope to come back soon. But, we sang a song. Come, now is the time to worship. Now is the time to worship. It's not because we're all here at church. That's every moment of every day of our lives. It's time to worship the Lord. Do we wake up with that intention to worship the Lord? No, I don't. But I got to do the reset, like Paul says, and get in line with the Lord. Every day. I have to remind myself 100 times. It's so easy to just go about your own self. But when you recognize it, stop and turn. It says, come as you are. We don't need to try and fix ourselves. We can't fix ourselves. The Lord's the only one. That's why we got to come to Him. Anything else is pride, self-righteousness. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's how good the Lord is. He made a way. Amen? I do want to turn to Matthew 15, because this struck me when we did it on the Friday Bible study. Verse 21, I'll just read through some. Then Jesus went thence, and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of the Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. See, Jesus came for the children of Israel. At that time it was for the children of Israel, the Jews. And this lady was humble enough and had faith in the Lord to be pretty much pushed to the side. How many times, or if that happened to us, would we be offended? If I was in that same situation, I think I would be offended. But this lady had humility and said, Yea, Lord, it is not meet, or yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She had faith in the Lord. And the Lord honored that faith. Amen, Paul. She had faith in His righteousness and His goodness. How many of us would walk away when we were told that? Out of pride. Out of pride. As if for some reason we're worthy to receive what the Lord has. If we were worthy, He wouldn't have had to die. Amen?
Praise the Lord. Well, good morning again, everybody. Hope everybody's had a good week and all that. I know we saw most of you out here on Thursday. Last Thursday was Thanksgiving. And I hope those of you out there in Radio Land all had a wonderful day as well. I mean, speaking about Thanksgiving, well, it's great to set aside a day, you know, to give thanks to God. I mean, that should be daily. continual. I mean, that should be the attitude of our lives. And that's touching upon what James was saying here, right? Flip over to Ephesians chapter 5. And verse 19. We'll start at 19. Just read two verses here. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now going with that, I wanted to flip over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to start reading at 16. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the main subject in those couple passages is thanksgiving. Right? You notice the other words that were in the passages there? Always. Continually. In all circumstances. I mean, he's talking about a continual attitude for Christians to have. Right? Continual. I mean, that's an attitude that needs to be in your heart. Right? With that attitude, you can share the love of God with others. Now, if we're not in that place, we don't have that attitude, how are we supposed to show Him to other people? Right? If we're not there, we're showing ourselves to other people that are showing us themselves. I mean, what the heck's the difference? In thinking about this, I come up with maybe three, and I'm sure there's more, but there's three attitudes that sort of steal that away from us, that prevent us from getting that proper attitude. It keeps us from being thankful. It keeps us from coming as we are. Right? I mean, one of them's pride. Right? I mean, that's the attitude that says, nobody ever gave me anything. I've worked hard for everything that I have. Right? Now my hard work's finally paying off. I've been there. Not a good place to be. That's pride. When you're in that place, you got nobody to be thankful to except yourself. And that's it. But another attitude that keeps us from being thankful to God is that sort of critical spirit. It's like a constant complaining. You know, you're critical of everything. You're complaining about things. I mean, instead of being thankful, this person will always find something to complain about. Always. Never satisfied. Right? Oh, well, look, you had a wonderful potato crop. Those are the best-looking potatoes I've ever seen. Yeah, but what am I going to feed the pigs now? You know what I mean? There's no thankfulness anywhere in them. The third attitude that comes to mind is carelessness. Right? I heard somebody one time say that, you know, if the stars only came out one night a year, we'd all go out and stay up all night and look at them. But they're out every night. So we just kind of grow accustomed to it. We don't look at them. They're just kind of there. It's just careless. You don't notice all of these things. The Israelites, after crossing the river. They're in the desert, right? They're complaining because they didn't have food. Lord gives them food. Every day. Well, not on the Sabbath. He gave them twice the amount the day before, so they recovered. But they were seeing a miracle about every single day. And what did they want? Leeks and onions. This food is the same thing all the time. But they got a miracle right in front of their face every single day. They were never truly thankful for that. Right? And they didn't enter in. Now, how often in our lives do we have these miracles before us every single day and we just overlook them? Or we're just looking at ourselves saying, oh, cool, look at what I did. I got it done. My hard work's finally paying off. We got to correct this attitude or these attitudes and more, right? We got to put these attitudes down. We got to look to the Lord and praise the Lord and thank Him for the good things in our lives. I mean, even in the midst of struggle, with that proper attitude, you can see the blessing of the Lord working through it. I mean, even with your hot water heater in the last few days. I mean, it was a bummer that you didn't have hot water. Still is a bummer. But as we're working through it, we find out, oh, shoot, that thing was exhausting in the house. Praise God, nobody's dead. I mean, that's the grace of the Lord right there. Right? It broke down at a moment when there was enough folks around to kind of suss through it and figure it out. But we can be sitting there saying, oh, I don't have hot water. This stinks. Yeah, well, praise God, yeah. You're going to get your money back for it, too. But I mean, what it comes down to is we need to praise and thank God in the midst of our own lives, no matter where we find ourselves. Look for the Lord working, right? Seek Him, praise Him, and thank Him continually.
Good morning, everybody. I enjoyed that, Scott. Thank you. That was good. Convicting as well, which is good, and so praise the Lord. But, you know, I was reading in John this morning, and I'm reading in Romans this morning, and the promises of God and the things that He is delivering unto us, sometimes we don't even recognize that the grace that is absolutely upon us. We don't even recognize how much grace has been extended to us, if that makes any sense. Sometimes we don't even see it. And see, what keeps us from seeing that is those attitudes, the bad ones that you're talking about. Because all we're looking at is the situation. All we're looking at is what's facing before us and how this is making me not happy at the time. Not happy at the time. But if we step back and we praise the Lord and do that first thing, give thanks unto Him, praise Him. Now is the time to come and worship Him. Come as you are. I mean, praise the Lord. I mean, because if I had to get dressed, get pretty, get all fixed up before I came to the Lord, I'd never get there. So, Lord, I can just come as I am? I can just bring this whole ball of mess that I am and come unto you. And you will accept me? Yes. Yes. Yes, I will. Gotta stay away from that thing. But the Lord is good, and I'm reading through John. John this morning, and this one verse sticks out to me. I think I've said it. We said it a bunch, and that's 1 John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. I mean, if we can grab a hold of that, and really truly grab a hold of that, what have we to fear? You know, I'm looking in Romans 8, and I might have to turn there too, where it says, you know, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. And I might turn to it, because I don't remember that whole verse there, but praise the Lord. Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Our tribulation, our distress, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Why can't we grab a hold of that? Because if we could grab a hold of that and stick it right in our heart and it be the forefront of our mind, there's nothing that can conquer us. Not even death. How do you think that Paul and Silas can praise God in the uttermost part of the prison? How do you think, after getting many, many stripes, they can go about praising the Lord, being counted worthy to suffer shame for His name? Because nothing, they let nothing come between them and the love of Christ. And it's interesting, there's signs that we tell, we kind of can wonder where we're at with these things. And what's the litmus test about how we really are with this? Am I that way? Am I not that way? But it's interesting because you got brothers and sisters in the Lord. And the Lord has put those brothers and sisters around you. And they are blessings unto you. And it's an interesting thing is when, you know, I got Scott for an example. I'll use Scott as an example. Scott's been a huge blessing to me. Absolute huge blessing. You know, I wanted to get into farming, make use of the land that we got here. You know, and the Lord sends down Scott. Not just for me, but for all other kinds of reasons as well. And he, all the good jobs, absolutely. But I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. And I'm going, Lord, help me, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I'd like to get this to a place for it to be a blessing unto us and unto others and make use of the land that you have here for us. So Scott comes down. I have no idea what I'm doing. He comes down. He starts giving me advice. Starts helping me along with that thing. Now I can do two things. I can do two things with that. I can reject that help, go about my own understanding, my own way, never get anywhere, and sit there and turn wheels. Or I could receive that help. listen to his advice and go forward in that, and it be a blessing. And see, that's where I know, am I ready to receive from the Lord? I mean, there's so many times that the Lord comes to us in that type manner, but we reject those things because of our own pride. Because of our own pride, we think we know better. We think we know more. In my opinion, there's no better other person in ministry to come down and help with the farming than Scott and Mel. They did it. That's how they lived. They lived off the land. Off animals. Just praise the Lord. But do we do that with the same? You know, that's just an example. And it kind of shows us where we're at. I mean, here's the Lord. He's given us all, everything we need to conquer the enemy. He's already has done the work. Remember when he said, "It is finished"? It is finished. You know, as I'm reading in John, he's talking about if you love him, then you have overcome the world. And he's over-iterating this over and over and over. Why? Because if you're in Jesus, then you have already overcome the world. What does he say? In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And if we're in him, then we have overcome the world. We need to grab an understanding of that. We need to lock hold on that. No matter what the situation is given to us. And watch the Lord move. And not for our own sakes, but to glorify Him that others may know Him. Amen? There's another direction I was going, and it's kind of slipped my mind. I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to go there. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is good. Oh yeah, back to the point. He has given everything we need. Do we receive that? Or do we go about doing our own way? And our own thing? And what we think is right? And what we think is right. See, what happened with the children of Israel was just that. Is the Lord's handing out everything they need. Everything they need. Everything they need. Everything they need. But they rejected and complained about it. And rejected and complained about it. Rejected and complained about it. Rejected and complained about it. Rejected Moses. Rejected Moses. Rejected Moses. Stood against Moses. Moses was standing in the Lord's stead. And when they were rejecting Moses, they were rejecting the Lord. Do we do the same? See, this here is critical. Because we need to be at a place where we can receive. To be at a place where we can receive, we need to humble ourselves. And when we humble ourselves, we're able to see and watch the Lord move through us. And we're partaking of His goodness. And all that He has for us as His body, extending that hand out unto others that don't know Him. I don't know. But anyways, so let's get rid of the pride, those attitudes that Scott was talking about. Let's recognize the goodness and the righteousness of the Lord. And let's humble ourselves and receive that which He has for us so that we can go and hand it out unto others. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. Been several days since we had a meeting of any kind. We needed this. It's hard for me to talk about being thankful, being gracious, being grateful. Not because it's hard for me to admit that. It's hard that I get choked up. It's physically hard to talk. And the goodness of the Lord is the common thread that's run through basically everybody who's spoken up here. He's good. He sent his son to die in our place before we knew him, while we were yet his enemy. And for those of us who can receive that, you have life in his name. It doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. And then when you put all that provision, and it's kind of funny how we are. I found myself at times being grateful for that which was unexpected, and just expecting that which was expected. That's the same thing that Israel did in the desert. They just expected it. They expected the way God had handled things ever since they left Egypt. They expected it. They weren't thankful for it. They weren't interested in learning the Lord's ways. That's what Moses was there for. First Moses learned them, and then he was there to teach them if they would learn. And if they would really learn and receive how good the Lord was for them and to them. And saw the miracle, like he said, every day. Every day. We have the same miracles every day. And we just become used to them. And we're not near as remembering to be grateful as we ought. Makes me shameful when I see it in me. Let's just, as this week of Thanksgiving, spend some time remembering how good the Lord has been to us. And remember that thanksgiving is a choice. Being thankful is a choice that you make. You can be an ungrateful jerk, or you can be a thankful, humble, grateful receiver of the grace and the goodness of the Lord. As not so much that you need to show God how grateful you are, but your life ought to show others how grateful you are. The Lord knows whether you're grateful or not. But he still likes to hear a thanks every now and then. I'm done.